Good morning. I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's a Friday morning, and here's a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news. The sudden death of Michael Jackson is making headlines around the world. The LA coroner's office says autopsy results are expected by this afternoon. The official cause of death hasn't been determined, but Jackson's brother Jermaine said yesterday the entertainer died of cardiac arrest. Fans, again, around the world have gathered to remember his extraordinary life, from the Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York, to his childhood home in Gary, Indiana, as well as Los Angeles and London, expressing shock and sadness.
Michael is a worldwide icon, and he set a standard, and now I hope that people will cherish his legacy and understand the lyrics of his music, the power of his choreography, and the spiritual background of who he was.
He was such a good guy inside, and he helped everyone he could. He was love. Love is God, and God is love. And that's what he's going to leave, love. It's a sad day in L.A. today. It really is.
The five remaining defendants in the racially charged Gina 6 case are expected to enter pleas in a courtroom today in Louisiana. They're all facing lesser charges than the original attempted murder charges they faced. The case of 6 African-American teens being arrested for beating a white classmate in 2006 gained national attention. A 6th defendant pleaded guilty in juvenile court more than a year ago. A vote is scheduled for today on a bill the Democrats are calling a green job-creating machine. They say it will help clean the air and help the country move away from relying on fossil fuels. Republicans are expected to fight it, saying it could kill jobs and create a huge energy tax for people. Two young children are back with their parents this morning after spending a night lost in the woods. The 6-year-old boy and 4-year-old girl were found in the mountains along the North Carolina-Tennessee border, about a mile from where they disappeared. The parents say they lost sight of the kids while they were hiking. Those are the headlines. You are up to date. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.